welcome back. My headphones just broke right now, and this is really awkward, but welcome to Fallen Literature. And yeah, I'm here with Alonso.
Hello.
And basically, we're going to be talking about 1984 again. I was talking with some viewers, also, like, I'm so glad you guys are enjoying this. It makes me really happy that you guys are enjoying it. But I was talking with some viewers, and they were talking about how they really wanted a bit more context about 1984 before going, like, really deep into, like, each chapter and each section. So we're going to take a little step back. We're going to look at the whole thing and all that context jazz. Alonso, I know you had a lot to say about this earlier, so I'm going to go, like, point the mic over to you.
I do have plenty to say, but I'm praying, hopefully, that most of what I say is correct, because this is coming off the top of my head. But there's a common misconception that 1984 was written in the year 1984, which is incorrect. Actually, if you just flip the first last two digits around, it's actually written in 1948 by Mr. Orwell, which is a pen name to the original author's real name, Eric Arthur Blair. For now, I'll be referring to Eric as Orwell, because that's just, you know, easier, more consistent. But he was born as Blair on 1903 in continental India, I believe. So, or mm-hmm. No, he was born in Bengal over there, right? 1903 mm-hmm. to a fairly wealthy family that was taking part at the in the opium trade at the time, because, you know, Britain loved their tea and painkillers, don't they? They see it really mess. You can see it in the teeth they have, you know. Oh mm-hmm. my goodness! But Eric grew up in this very posh life, and even had a fairly decent job working as a junior officer within the Indian Imperial Police and Burma, modern day Myanmar country in Asia. But yeah. He left the job to his father's horror to become something which I experience a lot. An Asian family would just shake in horror to, oh, I want to leave the police to become a writer. Oh my goodness. The balls on this man. But he published his first book, I believe, in 1933. It was the mm-hmm. Down and Out in Paris and London, and that is when he first adopted the name George Orwell, and, you know, soon became known as George Orwell later on. He was well known for, I believe, a few books, one in particular, which really, you know, caught the attention of the world. I believe you can, you know, as Sarah can name it off, it's, what was it, Animal Farm, correct, right?
Animal Farm,
yes,
yep.
Yes, and looking at, I believe, one of his most popular books, you know, besides 1984, Animal Farm, we can see that Orwell is a very political man, to put in the least, you know. And his ideology and his political ideas is not complicated, but it's very extreme and obscure. Uh-huh. That's the word I'm going to use, big words.
And I think that's also kind of why these books are kind of still relevant today, you know? That whole thing of where we can look back at these kind of views and these, like, ideologies and what he was standing for and what he wanted to portray and wanted to tell the reader.
1984 was actually the last book Orwell published, and by the time it came out, In 1948 or 49, around that year, right? He published, you know, a total of 12 books at that time, and one of which was Animal Farm, being the most famous one. Animal Farm is, quick summary of it, it's a, what's the word? Synonym? Allegory? It's a play on, it's a story of the Russian Revolution at the time, and a commentary on how socialism failed in Stalinistic Russia, right, with power and corruption and such. And the way Orwell took that direction was usually actually using animals to portray, you know, parties and groups such as the bourgeoisie and, you know, these powerful figures like the farmer, right? Being, you know, the head of evil, of capitalism and such, and just this totalitarian ruler being overthrown by literal pigs. Mm-hmm. you can see the connotation there. Yeah. The pigs taking power. It's the funniest thing ever. I find it hilarious, but oh my goodness. And that just shows how much political intent, or how much of there is a political message within Orwell's writing. And none more can be understated within 1984. At the time it was written in the 40s, right? And I hope you were paying attention to history class, but the 40s were a very eventful year.
It was a little
year.
Rough.
It's a little rough. And earlier in Orwell's life, during, I believe, the 30s or 20s, whenever there was the rise of fascism, the original fascists in Italy, of Mussolini and such, it was spreading all across Europe, mainly within Spain. And during the Spanish Civil War, Orwell volunteered to fight against the fascists. And one of the interesting thing to note is that when he signed up to fight against the fascists in Spain, he wanted to sign underneath the communist banner of Soviet Russia, right? However, due to his own politics, because I want to clarify first that, I mean, George Orwell, he's a very left-wing guy, very left-wing, you know, left of the left, as, you know, the little foreword here in 1984 claims he is. But he is not blind to just being, you know, oh, I'm a leftist.